Hello and welcome to Ignite Your Leadership, the podcast where we explore the art and science of innovative leadership, from communications to practical strategies and inspiring stories from some of the strongest leaders shaping our world today. I'm your host, Tina Marie St. Cyr, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Hello and welcome to Ignite Your Leadership. I'm your host, Tina Marie St. Cyr, and this is technically episode zero. Why have we rebranded our podcast here? It's because we see so many needs for true leadership strategies, stories, support in the work we do here at Bonfire Coaching. So Bonfire Coaching is my firm where we not only certify amazing coaches, we also partner with executive coaches, corporate trainers in the marketplace. And our entire want with Bonfire Coaching is to enable and empower the leaders, be it executive leadership, vice presidents, directors, and then frontline managers, supervisors, and even individual contributors who desire to be leaders or know that there's this inner calling for more in their career. Maybe they're really great at what they do, and there's just this energy and this fuel saying, I want to do more for my organization, but I don't know where to start or how to navigate that. So the leader inside of you is first a leader to themselves. And that's where it all begins. For those people that lead others and they're not looking introspectively into their own way of being, their own personal habits, their own communications, or wanting to or have the desire to grow, then there's some challenge that can develop there. But for those leaders, which I'm sure you are, whenever we have our career around us and we just know that, oh, I could help people more. I want to learn how to listen better. I want to learn how to help navigate projects or conflict or communications. I want to be given that challenge, and I want to have some sense of fortitude rise up inside of me and go the extra distance to make it happen. You are our audience. You are so our audience. And so I want to share a little bit about my personal story as a young individual contributor in corporate America, where that came from. And it even started before then. So I have this natural leadership spark, so to speak, that I didn't recognize, because who here ever looks at themselves in such a way to say, hey, I'm a leader? We don't. There's a natural, authentic way of being that emerges throughout our life, right? So as a youngster, literally in grade school, I found myself orchestrating playtime, orchestrating project outings, wanting to help communicate field trips, organizations, possibilities, how-tos. There was a park in my junior high. There was a piece of land across the street from our junior high that was just overgrown. It was pretty ugly, actually. And I came to find out that the city owned this particular piece of land for whatever reason. It was literally off Navigation Boulevard in Houston, Texas, and it was across the street from a Howard Hughes manufacturing plant. And I went to Jackson Middle School. And so in my middle school days, literally picture a young Tina Marie at seventh grade, I ended up working for the school in the cafeteria. So I always had this drive to not only create value and serve, but I love making money. I just do. I'll admit it. There it is. It's out in the open. I love making money. I started a landscaping business, or just mowing lawns whenever I was young. Employed some of the boys on my block, and this natural leadership ability inside of me has been there since, I guess, one. Maybe my mother, if she were still alive here, she'd say, yeah, since you were born. But so this piece of land across the street from Jackson Middle School appeared vacant, very overgrown. And I was on the student council. And so I had the thought, who owns that? What could we do with that? Wouldn't it be fun if that were a park? And so I seeded that possibility into our sponsor for student council's mind. We had some votes on it, movement happened, we contacted the media thought that was a great idea, the city council for Houston got behind it, we transformed the entire thing to a park, and it's still a city park today. So I share that because, inside of you, there is this, I just call it like a spark. It's an energy. It's something that inside myself, I feel it. It calls to me and it doesn't turn off. And it's looking for the innovation. It's looking for the new. It's looking for the next solution. It's looking for the how can we help each other. It's looking for the connections. And that's what leadership is about. Now, this particular version of our podcast came out of the Light Your Life podcast. Now, Light Your Life has had many episodes over the years, and it's full of amazing wisdom and so many wonderful guests. There was a thread, a theme that kept coming up. And even in the business and the work that we do as Bonfire and what I do in the world, leadership has its own challenges, right? And so for leaders, we do have this fuel, this want, this growth, this passion, this aliveness. Yet we also meet with the, are we living by our own standards? Are we living our own rule set? Are we under the thumb of something else, some other organizational structure, and we're having to navigate? Are we holding ourselves back? Are we willing to go the distance and follow our authentic leadership style and allow ourselves to just come from that? Or are we subdued? Are we tolerating? Are we settling? And so for myself, moving out of the young version of Tina Marie into high school, a leader within the high school realm as well, and many different avenues and ways of being. And then, you know, going into college, also finding leadership there and orchestrating events for the entire campus, you know, just seeing possibilities. Here's a need for a solution. Let's go design it. And then from there, going into corporate America. And whenever I got into corporate, that's the first time I remember clearly being in a container where there were rules. There were other people's rules and you had to abide by them. Now, of course, my parents are going to go, hey, we had rules at home. You needed to abide by those too. And I did, yet they didn't feel constrictive. You know, growing up in my household, we had possibility mindset. We had, you know, what would you love? Let's go explore. Let's adventure. Let's grow. Let's do things. And very rarely it's not that I wasn't told no, I was told, how can you make that happen? So if I had something I wanted or needed or desired, I was given the knowing that I was resourceful, you know, tap into your resourcefulness and design it, make it happen. I didn't take no for an answer very often because I found a way through, right? So corporate America, what happened there is whenever I first come into corporate, and you know, I respect the corporate framework. It's needed. We need to have the understandings of roles, responsibilities, who's doing what, when, the timetables, the project plans. This is how things run and work efficiently. Those are beautiful things. Yet whenever I saw a problem set, as an example, I was in my first corporate job, and if you go into my LinkedIn, you'll see where that was. And I saw that there was a mass amount of paper going into trash bins and not being recycled. Now, recycling, this was 1991, and so recycling was like all the trend, right? It's like people that had recycling in their neighborhoods and things like that. It's like, oh, you're recycling. This is great. It's back whenever I would rinse out my milk cartons, back whenever I would use plastic milk cartons, and I would, you know, rinse out the cans and all these different things. I had a can crusher. So for me, recycling was needed. In fact, I even started the grassroots recycling program in the city of Houston. And so I was very connected to recycling and that particular mindset. So when I went to work and I see by the copier, these huge copiers, right? Huge bins of paper that, you know, you print it off your report and the margins are off. And now, you know, you printed, you know, only on one side and you want it to be front and back. And so entire reports and entire, you know, bundles of paper were going into this trash bin. And I wanted to know, where does this paper go? And I found out that it goes into normal trash. I'm like, well, we could recycle this. Do we have a recycling program here? And the answer in many regards was just, no, we don't have a recycling program here. It's too expensive. And so I decided, this is me, this is how I do it. I break rules. But it's more possibility. Let's get it done, right? I brought extra recycling bins. I bought blue recycling bins. I put them and in the copy areas by these huge printers and copiers, and they started filling up. And on Fridays, or you know, even Wednesdays, because they were full, I would take my recycling bins, put them in my car, take them home, and recycle them in my neighborhood. And so I was doing that, not knowing. Do you know you're taking confidential company documents offsite? Didn't think of it that way. I was doing good things. I had a cape behind me, Miss Recycling Girl. And so HR did come to me and said, you can't be doing that. And I said, okay, so how can we do it? Well, what was interesting there is that self-leadership, the organization, let's do it anyway and see what happens. And me ended up starting that recycling program because the company said, people want this, we can do it. How much does it cost? Let's put it in play. And then it was a company-wide initiative and it exists to this day. So inside of you, you have leadership. That's why you're listening to this podcast. We all have this sense for growth. Now, what are we going to bring you? What am I going to bring you as your host here on this particular podcast? And why would you want to subscribe here? First, it's going to be self-leadership. There are going to be times where we are up against our own confusion. I don't know what to do. Maybe we're pulling our hair out. Maybe we're just like, I can't take another day of this person. I can't take another day of this project. I can't take another day of this, you know, going to these meetings that don't seem to be going anywhere. Wherever frustration lies, your lack of energy, your confusion, your head up against the wall, you come here. We're going to be giving you answers, strategies, case scenarios from the people that are there doing it. And together we're a community of leaders. And so I guarantee you're going to be walking away with nuggets that you can employ and put in play immediately. Also, we're going to be giving you how do you lead your teams? How do you build a team? How do you hire? How do you write somebody up? How do you lead? How do you guide? How do you mentor? What's the differences there? How do you position right training? How do you offload things that are no longer needed? How do you prioritize? How do you hold meetings? How do you have huddles? How do you bring in vendors and onboard them into your team to have them also feel connected? How do you have mergers and acquisitions of teams so that both cultures come in together and become one? There's so many aspects of leadership that we're going to dive into with Ignite Your Leadership. I am on fire about it, hence the name. And then it's not only self-leadership and leading teams, it's, you know, how do you lead entire organizations? Because that's a whole different game. Sometimes, you know, we're going to attract the solopreneurs here that want to scale and build a business. Fair enough. Awesome. Here we go. And then we're going to have those middle managers, the directors, the VPs. Maybe you're a partnership and you want to know how to have more effective communications with your partner, more organized effectiveness and, you know, scalability of your company. Maybe it comes down to branding. How do you lead branding for the visibility of your company, your department, your initiatives? So it's all here. I just want to tell you, it's all here. And it's going to be so much fun. I've already recorded some sessions, and so I know it's coming. And I'm excited by this. And I also have an entire pipeline of other people that are on queue for interviews. And I am super excited. And so the other thing is that I want to invite you to communicate. So many times, you know, we listen to podcasts and we don't communicate. So here's our phone number. And I'm going to be saying this throughout our podcast, but I want you to have our phone number because I want to hear from you. Things that I'd love to hear from you are, what topic can we dive into? Where are you feeling challenged and unresourced? Where do you keep having a pattern of something come up? Either for yourself or a team member. Maybe it's a team member. You're going, I don't know how to lead this person. I don't want to get rid of them. Yet it just feels like it's strained. Maybe you feel as though you've lost respect or trust inside your organization. Maybe you've lost trust or respect for one of your team members, yet you want to regain that. So I want to hear from you. And this is the phone number. You ready? 713-332-3858. I'm going to repeat that in case you are writing, 713-332-3858. 5'8". Now, you're going to go to bonfirecoaching.com anytime you want to go to the source of the podcast, or you want to reach out because our number is right there on the front page of bonfirecoaching.com. You can also find tinamarie.com. Hey, that's me. I am the Tina Marie. So I own tinamarie.com. I've owned that URL since I was about 19 and I'm going on 55. So tinamarie.com is another way to find me. And I want us to engage. I love that I'm in your purview. I love that I'm in your attention span. I love that I'm in your ear. And more than that, I hope to become someone who's in your heart because I'm here for you. I know what it's like being a leader where things don't seem like they're going well. And who do you turn to? Because can we be honest here for a second? Sometimes we can't be vulnerable with the people that we look to as supervisors or directors or people above us because we feel as though if we show our weaknesses, they will not regard us for certain projects, advancements, maybe they'll judge us. Where do we go? Where's the healthy sounding board? So if you call in or write in and we get you on the show, want to hear from you, then we will change your name and all that kind of stuff to keep the anonymity so that you feel safe. Yet what you're going through matters to me and I want to hear about it and I want to give you a solution. And our guests are going to give you a solution too. I will call on guests. So if you have anybody in mind that you think, oh my God, I just listened to this other podcast, or I just read this book, or I just went to this conference and this person spoke, that person needs to be on your podcast, Tina Marie. Let me know. I'm game. Let's do it. Because I rely on you too, right? This is a community of leaders and we are here for you. So thank you so much for having the Ignite Your Leadership podcast be part of your weekly, you know, growth. And even if you listen to me once a month, I'm grateful, but do subscribe to us. We're also putting this up on YouTube so you can find it. Just go find Tina Marie out there on YouTube, Ignite Your Leadership. And I can't wait to hear from you and hear how you're putting some of these nuggets and these strategies into play and how it's literally transforming your leadership. And I want to hear what your teams are saying too, because isn't that the feedback that we want? We want to know that our team members are succeeding, are feeling as though they're growing. They feel accessible. They can come to you, even if things are tough. It's an open door policy and you're not only accessible, but approachable, and they see you as a leader who's really helping them. We're also going to be sharing great books. So thank you again for subscribing to Ignite Your Leadership. And I can't wait to journey with you here and see you on episode 1.